الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. فقد قال الله جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers, the question is, why have we come for the Islahi Jalsa? Ulama mentioned that ye qadam uthta nahi uthaya jata hai, hum aaye nahi humko laaye gaye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to the Islahi Jalsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the means and the possibility for us to attend. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop us from coming and prevent us from coming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is easy. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khair for someone, when Allah ta'ala wants good for someone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the road easy for that person. When we were studying in the Darul Uloom, when we were in Hifz class, thereafter we went to the Alim class, then we were also associated with the effort of Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah. And we thought that alhamdulillah, we have the Qur'an al-Kareem, we are learning fiqh, we are learning hadith, tafsir, and this is sufficient. We are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is enough for us. When we finished here at the Darul Uloom, and we went back to New Zealand, then we realized that something is missing. And mashallah, Hazrat would have his majalis on Tuesdays, on Sundays, but we never used to sit. When we went back to New Zealand, then we realized that something is missing. We studied for so many years. We went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet there's something missing and we cannot understand what it is. So we started, mashallah, doing imamat in the masjid, started teaching children as well in the maktab. And every step of the way, we were making blunders and mistakes. So then, it came to our mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it into our mind, in our heart, this effort of islah, the effort of tazkiyah and tasawwuf, this is what is missing. And so, in that year, we went overseas for something, for a trip. We had to go for some work. When we were overseas, then we received the news that our Hazrat, Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, is in New Zealand. Hazrat came to New Zealand twice, alhamdulillah. So we felt that Hazrat has come all the way from South Africa to New Zealand for this purpose, to quench our thirst. For something which was missing, Hazrat came all the way from South Africa to New Zealand. The Ahlullah, the Sulaha and the pious people, they have a burning flame inside them. That burning flame which they have inside them, they want to give that burning flame over to someone. That fikr and that concern, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for deen which they have inside them. They want to transfer that into the hearts of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means for this. So we thought to ourselves, that look, I thought to myself, that I can't change my ticket, I can't go back to New Zealand. So then we heard, in that time, in those few days, I was in the Fiji Islands. So we heard that Hazrat is making a trip to Fiji Islands. So when Hazrat came, so Hazrat said that I was looking for you in New Zealand, but I found you in the Fiji Islands. And in that masjid, there's a masjid in a place in the Fiji island, it's called Suva. Built many, many years ago. Hazrat, he had the majlis of bay'at in that masjid. Many ulama. So I asked Hazrat, Hazrat, can we take bay'at on your hands? So Hazrat said this, make an announcement for all the ulama who are in this majlis. They can come forward and they can take bayat. It was in that majlis that we took bayat with Hazrat. And from there, everything changed. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khair for someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means for it. Yesterday, our Sati, Mulan Abdul Hamid Jina, in the same class together, he mentioned about Durood. He mentioned many, many incidents of the pious people. From that day onwards, whatever Hazrat advised, عَلَى الرَّأْسِ وَالْعَيْنِ, we accepted it, آمَنَّا لَبَّيْكِ, that we will accept whatever Hazrat is saying. Mujahada in the path of suluk, in the path of tazkiyah, in the path of islah, is very, very important. In Surah Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam, la uqsimu bihada al-balad, wa anta hillum bihada al-balad, wa walid wa ma walad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of the residence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Wa walid wa ma walad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَد. We have created insan in mashaqqat, in difficulty. For this journey of suluk, in the spiritual journey, there is a lot of mashaqqat, a lot of difficulty. To accept what the Shaykh is saying, it is difficult. When you make mashura with your Shaykh, and he says something which you are not, which you do not, you're not happy with, but yet you accept it, that is mashaqqat, that is the qurbani and mujahada. So Hazrat said, when we came now, our Ustaz Mulana Musa Kaji, he took us, brought us to Hazrat at the time of Asr on Thursday night. So the first question that Hazrat asked, the first question that he asked, are you doing the Islahi Majalis or not? So I said, Hazrat, with your hukum, we started the Islahi Majalis. And we are also doing the Dhikr Majlis as well. He says, this is what will change the Muslims of New Zealand. When we started the Islahi Majlis, but this is not a talk, this is not a bayan, this is just a mudhakara. The talk was given by our Ustad. So this is just a mudhakara. Just relating to you some experiences with Hazrat. and what we have learned from our elders. With Hazrat Hukam we started. This was the first Islahi Majlis, we can say Islahi Majlis, that started in the country. An alim in New Zealand, he came to me and he said, Mufti Sahab, last night I saw a dream. I just came back from Hazrat, and so in 2009 we finished our alim course, and then after that, in that year we took bayat with Hazrat, and we came back for the iftar again. In 2012 we went back. So we went back after 2012, and then an alim in New Zealand, he said, last night I saw a dream. He said, I saw a dream that you're conducting the Islahi Majlis. It's nothing like Islahi Majlis, because nobody knew, it's something foreign to them. So I said, look, I don't have the courage. Because what will people say? So immediately, I contacted Hazrat. I said, Hazrat, what should I do? Hazrat said, start. So when we started, for many, many months, there was only two of us, myself and one other person. For many months, majlis took place like this. We were having it in one small room. Then some of the brothers, they wondered what was happening in that room. So then they said, why don't we have it in the majlis, in the masjid? So then we began in the masjid. And then we started with the zikr majlis as well. And alhamdulillah, with the hukum of Hazrat, and with the nasihat and the du'as of Hazrat, in every single moment, every single step that we have taken, we have only made mashura with Hazrat at each and every step. And we can see the barakah, and we can see the ruhaniyat, and the effect in the people. I was mentioning about our sati that mentioned yesterday, about the incidence of durood. So Hazrat said, you need to... So we started the 40 durood, reading of the 40 durood. Not in the Islahi Majlis, but separately. So this was live streamed, on audio live streaming. So mashallah, many of the sisters, they started to listen as well. So there was one particular family, she started to read the 40 durood. Very, very far away from deen. After being part of the Islahi Majlis and being part of the 40 durood, she was working, she had no hijab, she was working outside. She came home one day and she told, this was just a week after reading 40 durood. She came home one day, she told the husband, I don't want to work anymore. She didn't just put on the hijab, she went into full parda. In 1 week, she went into full parda. They were living about an hour away from the Darul Uloom. They sold everything and they moved closer to the Darul Uloom. She enrolled all her children into the madrasa. And she enrolled herself into the madrasa as well. In 1 week, the effect of 40 durood changed the entire family. This is just one incident. There are many, many incidents like this. Hazrat encourages on istighfar. Whenever there's an issue, whenever there's a problem, you recite 100,000 times istighfar. We had financial difficulties in the Darul Uloom. We sat down all the students of the Darul Uloom. We said, Hazrat said that we have to recite 100,000 times istighfar. Every single student was handed a certain amount of istighfar. Within 2 days, alhamdulillah, the financial burden of the Darul Uloom finished. What I'm saying, or what we're trying to say, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed South Africa with Hazrat. When we listen to the majalis, but because of time difference, many times we cannot listen live. When it's night here, it's day there. When it's day there, it's night here. But on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that vision and the fikr which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Hazrat, there are very, very less people in the world where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that vision and that fikr and that concern. When we were studying in here, the ulama gives this example. It's like when you light a candle. When you light that candle, beneath the candle it is dark. But that candle is giving light to the entire room. People outside of South Africa, they value Hazrat. We flew 30 hours to come and sit in the majlis and just to see the face of Hazrat. Because we heard that Hazrat is not well. Every year we've been trying to come for the Islahi Majlis, but something happens, we can't come. This year we made himmat, we said anything happens, we have to come. That burning fikr that Hazrat has inside him, that is that fikr, that concern and that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants to transfer into the hearts of the people. When Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullah alayh, he met Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, and they met in private. When they met in private, then Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullah alayh said to Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, he was young at that time, he said, Ashraf Ali, he says, me kya batao? He says, when I go into sajda, I can feel that love I have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have love for Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala needs to love you first. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. This is the Quran Kareem. Allah loves them, so they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. So this tasawwuf, tazkiyah, islah, when Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi said, islah is fard. Tazkiyah, tasawwuf, ihsan. These are all same words, different words, same meaning. And this is ayn deen. It's not something which is foreign to deen. It's not something which only some people do. This is something which was there in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Mawlana Masihullah Jalalabadi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, what is the maqsad of tasawwuf in tazkiyah? He mentions, the first maqsad of tazkiyah is husulu ma'rifatir Rabb. To gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the same as rada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were on the maqam of rida, which is, they were on the maqam of ma'rifat. So therefore, every single Sahabi, when Allah Ta'ala says, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, every single Sahabi was arif billah. They recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that Shaitan, he was an alim. This heart which Allah ta'ala has given us, qalb, which Allah ta'ala has given us, this is for the ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we heard in the ash'ar yesterday. Shaitan was an alim. He was an abid. He was ta'us al-malaika. He was an arif. He recognized Allah Ta'ala. But he was not an ashiq. He never had love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So therefore he became mardood. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us this opportunity to be in this majlis, this islahi majlis. When Hazrat has this islahi majlis, what is this islahi majlis for? To transfer that flame and that love and that concern, that jazbah of deen, to transfer that into the hearts of the people. That when we go from here tomorrow, we go back with that flame burning in our hearts. So everything, durood, tawbah, istighfar, salat, dhikr, akhlaq, everything will come in when we have made our islah, when we have come into tazkiyah. Today we think ihsan is when you do good to someone. This is the only meaning of ihsan that we know. Ihsan is a kayfiyat. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. This is a kayfiyat. When a person reaches a maqam, when he begins to have feelings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, he called Mawlana Ubaidullah into his room. And he says, don't bring anybody else, close the door. He says, I'm starting to have feelings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, before his demise, how did he transfer that fikr into Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi? It was a transfer of fikr, that burning desire which was burning in the heart of Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, it transferred into the heart of Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi. So this حصول معرفة الرب, this is one of the maqsad of tazkiyah. When a person, when we understand what Hazrat wants from us, he wants us to understand that why are we coming here? We're not coming here to eat. We're not here coming here to meet with our friends and family, people we haven't met for many months. That is not the maqsad of the islahi jalsa. The maqsad is to go back with that fikr. The maqsad is to go back with that burning flame in our hearts. So each home, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the echoes of zikr can be heard from each home, Muslim home. In the masajid, from each Islamic center, from each institute, from each masjid, the echoes of zikr can be heard. Otherwise, this heart will become dead. When this heart becomes dead, what is the sign of the heart becoming dead? The ulama mentioned one of the signs of the heart becoming dead. Number one, jumudul ayn. When you cannot shed a tear anymore. Once, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, he was having his majlis. And at the end of the majlis, a child was brought to Hazrat to make dua. So Hazrat made dua, and because there were many strange faces in the majlis, so this child began to cry. So Hazrat said to the child, he said, beta, aaj tu role. My dear son, today you cry. Kyunki aaj ummat mein rone wala koi nahi hai. Because there's nobody left to cry in the ummat. Hazrat would used to hold on to the multazam, and he would to cry and cry and cry. When the petition used to happen between India and Pakistan, and the situation became very, very bad. He used to cry, days and days he used to cry. And Hazrat mentioned one tear. You know, today, all the fitna and the challenges around us, which is happening, and the halat which is coming upon the Muslim Ummah. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, one tear is sufficient. One tear is sufficient to wash away all the fitn. When we begin to cry for the ummah, when we begin to cry on our halat and our condition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tarab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that burning desire inside us, that we want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart is yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart wants Allah ta'ala, because this heart was made only for Allah. It wasn't made for anything else. It was made only for Allah. That is why Mawlana Masihullah mentioned, Jalal Abadi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, the second maqsad of tazkiyah is tajliyatul ruh, to give light to the ruh. That nur, that light, when that comes into the ruh, and then it will light up. And when it begins to light up, then you will feel like reading Quran, you will feel like making dhikr, your akhlaq will change, everything will change. The way you speak, everything will change. Why? Because we have given nur and light to ruh. Mufti Saeed Ahmed Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi would mention, the most difficult ayat in the entire Qur'an al-Kareem to understand is ayatul nur. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. This is the most difficult ayat to understand. And the third maqsad, which Mawlana al-Masihullah Jalal Abadi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, is tahreerul ruh min tasallit an-nafs al-ammara. To free the ruh from the overpowering of the nafs al-ammara. The nafs that we have inside of us. Each one of us, we have that shahwat and the desire inside us. The purpose is not to get rid of the nafs. Isliye ulama farmate hai, izala maqsood nahi hai, imala maqsood hai. The purpose is not to get rid of the nafs. The purpose is to bring that nafs into control. So when we come to the majlis, when we come to the islahi majlis, when we sit in the majlis of our shaykh, and when he mentions all of these things, it is how we can attain this. And how we can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then all of these things, durood, istighfar, zikr, salat, tawbah, and everything will come into place. That's why in those days, tasawwuf, the ulama mentioned this word tasawwuf, where does it come from? It comes from the word suf. Suf was a type of garment which was handed down from one person to the other person. And this garment was such, when a person would wear this garment, it would prick them. To make them realize that this world is temporary. Do not get too involved in the material things of this world. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, passes on to Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi passes on to Habib Ajmi rahmatullah alayhi. He passes on to Dawud Tai rahmatullah alayhi. And going further and further and further. And this is how these silsilas of tasawwuf came about. So for ilm, for knowledge, for fiqh, we go to the ulama. When we want to understand deen, when we want to understand a mas'ala, we go to the ulama and the fuqaha. But when we want to get that love in the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we go to the sulaha and the awliya. That's why we've probably heard the name Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he was very senior. But he goes and he sits in the gathering of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. He's junior. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he's much more senior. And he goes and sits in that gathering. For what? For that islah of the nafs. So that the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come inside us. What is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So just on this point of ruh, Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he says, I still know that who was in alam arwah, who was on my right, who was on my left, who was in front of me, who was behind me. Someone asked Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi, what is taqwa? What is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, taqwa is that when you take out your desires, and those desires have to be given a form, and that form has to be left to roam in the market, and you are not ashamed of it. That is taqwa. So to sit in the majalis, Hakim al-Ummah, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, he wasn't an alim. The most he might have studied was probably Tilthaniya, Arabi Dom. But he became the sheikh of great, great people. Hakim al-Ummah, Mullah Ashrafi Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Mullah Qasim Nanwati rahmatullah alayhi, Mullah Mahmood al-Hasan Deobandi rahmatullah alayhi, Mullah Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, all these people took spiritual benefit from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every zamana, when Allah ta'ala says, kunu ma'as sadiqeen, Allah ta'ala makes it possible for us to be in the company of the sadiqeen, to be in the company of the righteous people, to be in the company of those people who have ta'alluq ma'allah. Sometimes we think, no, there's no Ghazali left anymore. There's no Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah. There's no Hassan Basri. There's no Junaid Baghdadi. Our entire life passes without our islah being made. So this is not something which is foreign. This is Ayn Deen. Tazkiyah and islah is Ayn Deen. Ihsan, Tazkiyah, Tasawwuf, these are all the same thing. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, he says, what is tasawwuf? Tasawwuf is ihsan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in hadith of Jibreel, an ta'bud Allah ka annaka tarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said, this is just a mudhakara, this is just a some sharing of experiences that we have learned from our elders. We're not saying that our islah is made, we're still very, very far away from islah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible that we start the spiritual journey. Man khafa adlaja, wa man adlaja balagha al-manzil. That person who has the fear of Allah, in other words, that person who has come into this spiritual, come into the suluk, into tazkiyam, and has started to make his islah, he has started his journey. In the beginning, I mentioned that ayat of Surah Shams. Last night, Hazrat mentioned that as well. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَمْ. After 7 qasams, some ulama mentioned 11 qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. There are only a few places in the Quran Kareem where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions things which are associated with falah. Iman, tawbah, توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. إيمان قد أفلح المؤمنون. صلاة and تزكية. صلاح, this word صلاح, what is صلاح? We know it as kamyabi, success. But similar to this word is in the Arabic language falah. Falah is a farmer. A farmer, when does he receive his wage, his pay? He doesn't receive it at the end of the week or at the end of the month. He receives it at the end of the harvest. It might be the entire year needs to pass. And that's when he will receive his pay. When a person comes into this effort of suluk, then we cannot expect changes to happen overnight. We cannot expect things to happen overnight. But when we have started this journey, then we have planted that seed. Like how the farmer plants that seed. And then slowly, slowly we're working on it. When we're making mashura, we're putting our halat and our conditions in front of Hazrat. Said, Hazrat, this is the conditions, this is the halat. What should I do? These are my problems, these are the situations that I'm in. And then Hazrat will guide us. And then slowly, slowly we're moving, we're making taraqqi. Slowly, slowly we're moving. And what is the maqsad? When a person takes bay'at and he becomes the murid, Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions that when a person takes bay'at, he becomes a murid. Murid is irada karne wala, a person who intends. What is he intending? What is the murad? The murad is Allah. What does he want? He wants Allah. His journey is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the ulum of nubuwwat. The one what we get from our kitab. What we get by sitting in durus. But one is kayfiyat al-nubuwwah. That is the spiritual feeling that we get by sitting in the company of the sulaha and the awliya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to implement this, to understand this, and to take maximum benefit. Khamawa Hazrat wa akhru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.